Welcome to another edition of my Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss the impending tax situation regarding estate taxes. Right now it's summertime of 2012. The rest of this year promises to be very challenging for advisors and planners with wealthy clients. The federal exemption on gift and estate taxes currently stand at $5.12 million per person, but they are scheduled to drop to $1 million in 2013 unless lawmakers act. In addition, President Obama's proposals for the next year's budget would undermine many powerful wealth transfer tax strategies. There are a host of specific technical issues that are critical to address this year. Financial advisors and planners should be holding conversations with their clients to explore these topics. In the simplest terms, in many client families, a couple should each establish and fund a trust that is similar to the bypass trust or the credit shelter trust. These kinds of trusts exclude from their estate the amount of the applicable estate tax exclusion, whatever amount that happens to be at that time. One spouse can set up a trust and name his or her partner and descendants as beneficiaries of the trust. The other spouse would do the same. And since advisors will usually be intimately involved in this process, and since the assets under management may well be used to fund these trusts, advisors should be at least conversant with some of the issues. This podcast is way too brief to get into great detail, but I will mention several hurdles that are going to get in the way. Number one, how much, in terms of assets, can or should a client transfer before 2013? You've got to be wary of causing a transfer that will be negated. Also, the recipient of the transfer should be an irrevocable trust. Number two, does the reciprocal trust doctrine apply? This is an esoteric tax trap called the reciprocal trust doctrine. Creating essentially identical trusts may not achieve the tax and economic benefit that you were hoping to achieve. Number three, beware of the step transaction doctrine, where one spouse owns most or all of the marital assets. Don't give the IRS any reason to try to torpedo your efforts. Number four, is gift splitting an option? This is where one spouse sets up the trust and funds it, and then gift split, where the other spouse agrees to have made the gift as if one half of it was by them. Watch out though, one spouse might not be able to be named as beneficiary, which might be a deal breaker. Advisors should also encourage clients to evaluate what might be a fleeting opportunity. At the same time, they should be very cautious about all the obstacles that have to be cleared. Be sure to seek competent, experienced advisors and estate planning attorneys for more details on these matters. I'll close here, and I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss your particular investment situation.